Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Right now, we go to the BetQL guest hotline. We welcome in Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders.
John.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good morning, John.
Hey, why don't you tell the guys how much running water you have at your house right now?
Oh. I have absolutely none.
What happened?
The pump broke from my well. So, I'm kind of just waiting on the people to come out and fix it.
Did it break overnight or yesterday? What happened?
I was literally using the shower, and then it just cut off. So,
and the water just stopped.
Water just stopped.
Oh,
I always
so
think
bitter.
I always think of like well water for like people who are out like in the boonies, like in rural areas. But I mean, I'm guessing he lives in Ashburn. Like,
no, he lives in Great. Well, I shouldn't say he lives in Great Falls,
somewhere in Virginia, like a populated area. Like,
but he's got a ton of acres. Probably. How many acres you got?
About two and a half. Two and a quarter.
It's all right. So not huge, but
there's no chance that you cut your own grass. There's a 0% chance.
Maybe he's got one of those ride-along things.
No way. Jonathan Allen, there's no way you cut your own grass, is there?
Definitely not me. Uh-huh. But my wife always talks about how she wants to get a ride-along more because she enjoys it. So.
See?
Maybe she will one day.
Your wife enjoys getting on the ride-along.
It's kind of peaceful.
It is?
You unplug. Right? Maybe you listen to something, but you unplug, the phone's not ringing. Some people like it, Case. I'm telling you.
I know
you
like
hate it.
Jonathan Allen, what do you do to unwind that's not cutting grass? How do you get into your zen place?
Me? Yeah. Sometimes I'll get on my computer, play some video games, usually hang out with my dog and wife at our pool that we just got. Man, it's really just being a family man, for real. That's where I get a lot of my relaxation from.
Do you run into Kyler Murray when you're playing video games? It's a lock you do, right? You know his screen name.
I don't think we play the same game, but I mean, I might have. You never know.
What games do you play?
I don't play any sports games, so I play a lot of games, a lot of action games, a lot of RPG games. Just something where I can take my mind somewhere else other than sports, you know?
Gotcha.
Get away.
I heard his pool is rope-a-dope.
Really?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the game.
So jealous.
On Sunday a little bit. Listen, at the end of the day, it sucked. Couldn't get anything going offensively. But I thought defensively, I thought you guys hung in there, especially early on. You know, you kept them in the game, and then eventually, you know, they kind of wore you down. But I took some positives from it. I know I'm kind of like the only one in the room, but I saw some decent things. I think Jamin is making huge strides.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's definitely some positives you could take away. It's always frustrating when you lose at home to a divisional opponent. Obviously, we didn't put our best foot forward. There's a lot of things we can improve on, but the thing I just want people to remember is it's only week three. We're going into week four now. You know, we're 1-2.
Right.
We got everything front of us. It's not like our season is done, you know, so we definitely have some things we got to get corrected, but there's still a lot of time and there's a lot of football.
Would you do anything, if anything, differently schematically than the first 2 weeks when you guys struggled to stop the run? You guys were very successful stopping the run against the Eagles, who were a great running team coming in.
I think defensive line just play with better technique. We really took the challenge upon ourselves this week to put stopping the run into our hands. You know what I mean? Not saying we did it the first week, but we really made that a point of emphasis coming into this game. And, you know, I think we play well against run. Obviously, there's a couple of plays we wish we could have back, but that's going to be the standard moving forward. Defensive line is our job to stop the run regardless of who we're playing.
Can you say, John, so all week we're saying, listen, if I was the D coordinator, and I'd be the worst one, right? But if I was the D coordinator, I would do this so-called cliche, load the box, stop the run, force Jalen to beat with his arm. And he had a decent day passing, there's no doubt. Put up some big numbers. Although I'd subtract 50 because there's no chance he was in bounds down the sideline.
45 to be exact.
Yeah, I'd subtract 45. But was that your game plan to
still
try,
be over 300?
To still try to load the box as much as you could? Because you didn't every time. But was that generally the game plan to force Jalen to beat you with his arm?
I feel like that's kind of the consensus when you go against Jalen Hurts. But, I mean, what people got to remember is in the NFL, if you do not affect the quarterback, I don't care who you're playing, he's going to be able to beat you from the pocket. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you would prefer him beat you with his arms and his legs, but that doesn't mean you can't rush him. That doesn't mean to try to keep him in the pocket. You still got to make him uncomfortable and try to a little more than the defensive line did, and that'll be something we're going to improve on moving forward.
When you prepare for the Dallas Cowboys this week, does it matter to Jonathan Allen if you're facing Dak Prescott versus their backup Cooper Rush, who now, by the way, has a 3-0 record as a starter?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, for me, my objective every week is exactly the same. I'm going to affect the run. I'm going to dominate the run, the line of scrimmage, try to get knocked back and make it uncomfortable for Ezekiel and Pollard and Cooper Rush, and I'm trying to get interior pocket pushing, you know, get the quarterback on the ground, regardless of who I'm playing. That's my mindset going into every week.
Who are your battles with, like, your linemen that you're facing? Do you scout your opposing linemen that you face each and every week?
Yeah, I do. I try not to put too much emphasis on them, and I always try to make it about what I'm doing. Obviously, they're great players, and it's going to be a good opportunity for us to see what we can do. But I feel like if I go out there and play to my game, I'm going to be able to have success. And that's kind of the mindset I try to adopt going into every week, no matter who I'm playing.
Can you say what Ron is like in some of the meetings if he sits in on them? I know he said he sat in on a lot of meetings this week. I know he's a cusser. But like after a loss, does he really go nuts or is he just kind of observe?
You know, that's one of those things as a coach and as a leader, it really depends on the game. You know, after a tough game, Philadelphia, coming in there and cussing us out. I mean, could it be beneficial in some aspects? Yes. Is that really the time and the place for it? No. I mean, obviously, as players, we know what we did. We know what just happened. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's just a bunch of self-pride that needs to take place. So I don't think cussing in that situation really would have done much, and he didn't. You know, he came in these.
John, does it...
His phone's breaking up. That's why we're not.
He's got no water and a terrible phone.
John, you there, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, there it is. Yeah, we got you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Yeah, but I was saying, like, there's a time and a place for everything. I mean, that's what makes Coach Rivera, you know, so good. There's a time to put your foot up somebody's foot, and there's a time where you pat them on the back. So, I mean, that doesn't mean you don't look at the truth, but you're always trying to stay positive and move forward and focus on what you can affect and change.
I think that we've asked you this before, but does it still irk you as a player here? Does it bother you that when you're playing a team like the Eagles at home, there's still, it seems, more Eagles fans than Commander fans? Does that bother you?
I mean, I would like to say yes, but at the end of the day, we got to put a better product out there. I mean, we can't get on the fans for not showing up if we're not giving them a reason to show up. So, I mean, that's not really something I've thought about recently because we got to play better football. We want them to come out, and it just is what it is.
I mean, I'm sure they're frustrated. Yeah. I mean, nobody likes it when you see all
that's
that.
That's the
green
answer I expected, too. You know.
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
But what about now? Look, you're a defensive guy. I know you're not going to put anybody down. But when the offense is out there, you know, going three and out, getting sacked all the time, and you're barely getting a breather, that's frustrating, too.
Yeah, you know, the thing about football is there's times in that Lions game where if we did what we had to do, I think we won that game. And so
he's just in a bad spot. We're just not getting him.
Yeah. Sorry, is that better?
I don't know. Yeah, try again.
All right. There's times in an offense, in a game, when one side is going to be struggling and the other is not. And when that happens, as a defense, we have to make sure we keep them out of the end zone and keep us in the game. And we didn't do that in that second quarter.
All right, so you already mentioned Zeke and Pollard. They've got CeeDee Lamb. Talk about the challenge facing this Dallas Cowboys offense, regardless of who the quarterback is.
They got weapons all over the field. They have a great coordinator. Cooper Rush, even though he's a backup, he's playing at a starter caliber level. And, yeah, they're not going to make it easy on us. But, you know, that's football. You know, anyone who made it to this level, they want to go against the best they can possibly face. So we're looking forward to the opportunity, and it's a great chance to rewrite the ship and get us back going on track on what we want to do this season.
How much of the game did you watch last night? Because you've told us in the past you go to bed early. Did you just watch like a half where it's 6-3? Do you watch the second half because you are facing the Cowboys? What did you do? And do you watch the Manning cast or do you watch the regular broadcast?
I watched maybe like the first quarter, and then I just wanted to just get away from football because honestly, I was still pissed about the game, so I didn't even want to watch football. But I usually just watch the regular. I don't even watch the Manning podcast, but everyone's telling me I need to watch it because those guys are hilarious from what I'm hearing.
They're okay.
Kind of bores us.
We don't like it when they interview guys. I like it when they just break down the game, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I heard Tracy Morgan was excellent last night.
I didn't see Tracy. I could imagine.
Hey, John, can you give us an update on Chase? I know he's got to sit out one more game with the IR rule, but how close is he, in your opinion, from what you can see?
It's hard for me to say how close he is because, I mean, I don't know how he feels, but from what I've seen, he looks phenomenal. I mean, looks explosive, fast, he's running, he's cutting, he's got the confidence back. So I'm excited. I can't wait for him to get back.
Can he practice with you right now or no?
I think because he's on the pump list or whatever list they had to put him on, I don't think he's not allowed to practice with us. I don't know. There's so many rules and regulations. I can't even keep up myself.
Right. So he doesn't have pads on.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right, Jonathan, we're going to let you go. Best of luck against Dallas. Try to get that win on the road.
Get that water pump pumped up.
Get that water working. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sweet. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Jason knows all about his house. Why don't you go over and offer your services?
If I knew his address, I would.
Why don't you bring him a case of Aquafina? Why don't you hook the guy up? Why don't you take care of him a little bit?
I would be sized to go over there and see his house, though.
Of course you would.
See that dope-ass pool he's got.
Wouldn't you just feel dumb, though? Like, what if John invited you over just to, like,
just to
for
hang
a
out?
Happy hour or something?
Yeah. Would I feel dumb?
Yeah.
Like, no, why not?
You barely know. You don't even know the guy.
Well, hold on. If he invited you over, you wouldn't go? Are you claiming that?
There wouldn't be a scenario where that would happen.
We did a show from Cooley's house.
Well, I understand
that.
Yeah,
but we knew Chris.
I understand
not
that.
Really.
Yeah, we
well,
knew
now
it
we're
better.
Getting
it's kind
to
of the
know
same
John.
Deal. Like, it was the same deal. We knew Cooley from the radio.
Well, two interviews, I don't feel like I know John
I would
yet.
Probably,
well, not yet.
I would probably accept
Look, he's not
going to
invite me over, but if he invited you over, you wouldn't go. Hey, come on over, man. And I enjoy the show. Let's get to know each other. Have a
maybe.
Couple cocktails.
Come down my water slide.
Maybe.
I'd feel bad.
I don't know.
I'd probably feel like a pauper, though. Like, I would walk into his house and be like, oh.
But you do that when you go to Loxley's house?
Yeah.
He did it one time. It was a party.
No, twice.
He's done it twice.
I've been twice.
It's a regular.
Me and Lox are boys.
Why is it two parties? It's 2 years.
Two
annual.
Two media
days.
It's
the annual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, have you been to Lox's house twice?
No,
I think not.
No, I'm good, though.
Are you locked in?
No.
Like your boy?
When I go to other people's nice homes, I end up depressed. I feel like a failure in life.
I just feel like I'm.
Yeah. I didn't say I wouldn't feel that way. I would just still. I would still take him up on it.
I don't know if we have the audio of Jason's drunken phone call accessible, but EB's once been to an owner's house.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It was a tent party in the backyard.
I'm sure it was fun.
I might have taken a wee in his bathroom. Maybe.
Sure.
Hey, tent parties can be impressive. That's basically what we went to for Cal Ripken's Uncorked event.
Sure.
Huge tent back there.
All right, when we come back.
If you want to buy one of those tents, by the way.
No.
$85K.
No.
By the way, props to that that evening.
Yes.
And to the foundation. They raised over $500,000.
We helped them set a record.
For the Ripken Foundation.
That is impressive. That's,
I think
that's
it was close
awesome.
To 600. It was definitely over 550.
It was a mid-fives, yeah.
And how much of it was out of your pockets?
Well, we helped generate the interest cakes.
I understand. I get it.
I didn't even tip one bartender. So none.
That is nubs. All
right, we did Venmo our driver, though.
Good.
Yeah, it's true. I tipped the driver, yeah.
All right, we will do EB's entertainment page when we come back next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.